Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
A year when there was a really particularly big crisis going on. Now you notice we start the show with it almost every day. It's a good archetypal symbol of you're under attack. This is very serious. This is not a drill. You're being bombarded. And this is the radical globalist transformation of the world into the post-industrial state. Now, I have read the indictment against Trump that came out yesterday afternoon. And it's not about tooting our horn around here. But last Tuesday, and it was even the show headline, I've asked the crew to dig it up because I said it right at the start of the show. It's not going to be hard to find. I went on air and I said, from our courthouse sources, Trump will be indicted probably next Tuesday or Wednesday, and then he will turn himself in on Thursday. That's now all transpired, and they're ordering the president there on Thursday, and they're talking about clapping him in irons right there. They're trying to elicit a response. They're trying to elicit violence. They know they've culturally, politically lost us. They know the world's awakened to them. And even if we don't stage terror attacks or strike out violently, they're planning to trigger them and blame it on us. This is very easy to predict. And what you're witnessing, if we don't thread the needle properly on this, is the real end of this republic. And we're not just going to be some banana boat dictatorship like Venezuela when this is over. This is going to be the heart of evil that will make communist China blush at the tyranny. Now, interspersed with all this news, we'll go through the indictment that's incredible. Next segment, the indictments on all the charges that are all complete lies and fraud. That you notice that stocks sink after historic U.S. credit rating downgrade. That's the IMF and World Bank positioning us to, again, live like folks do in Nigeria and Venezuela. Our journey into slavery. I have CNN and Science Daily saying we must ban farms. Farming itself is evil and plants are bad. Zelensky, we have video, says nothing is enough for Ukraine. That's a quote. Nothing is enough. And everybody else is obsessing over Hunter Biden. That's all a big tar baby. He was always meant to be set up, and Biden was meant to be set up as the big distraction while they bring down the country and bring down the populist movement that Trump leads. They'll give us a token at the end of Biden stepping down and Biden being, his son being indicted. And then they'll later have the charges drop like they did with Sam Bankman-Fried, who carried out a Ponzi scheme bigger than Bernie Madoff. That tells you how things have changed. Sam Bankman-Fried ripped over $30 billion off from investors, but that was okay because he was giving it to the Democratic Party and the CIA and to Ukraine. So we have a government totally at war with us that's totally captured at the top. And we've got a bunch of Republicans that basically are playing patty cake with it. Other than Trump, they're engaged in quarter measures. only leaders telling the truth are people like RFK Jr. and Trump. That's why they're both under attack. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. And I've been telling you for years that you would look back on the previous year as a cakewalk. And then you would look at that next year, the next year, as a walk in the park. Because we're in the New World Order now. And it's kind of like when an alligator, when you're fishing in Florida, decides to grab one of your kids. And you think it's bad when they got him by the leg and you see him drug into the water and disappear. But then you see it start spinning and the blood. And you try to get in and save your child. But by the time you get there, they're torn into pieces. We're at the stage now of the child disappearing under the water. And now they're going to spin, spin, spin. I'm a pretty tough guy. And I knew this was coming for a long time, but I got to tell you, I've been doing a lot of praying and getting right with Jesus, because there's going to be full war with China and Russia. I mean, they plan to get rid of 90% of the people in the next 7 years, and they mean to do it. They're cutting all the main energy systems off right now worldwide, except in dictatorships. And they are just going to put us into a meat grinder. And they'll do it by increments, though, always posing as the savior from the last crisis they created. So, it's the first time it's ever happened on this scale. The U.S. credit rating has been downgraded. Kind of a big deal. Our journey towards a banana boat republic is well on its way. And it just goes faster and faster. Stocks sink after historic U.S. credit rating downgrades. Debt tsunami begins. U.S. to sell $1 trillion in debt this quarter, second highest in history as budget deficit explodes. And now we enter the phase where the big banks, with their endless money, are paying farmers not to produce all over the world, and in many cases just banning them producing, and they're paying fertilizer production facilities to stop production. And John Kerry told us a month ago and again this week, he said, we've got to close at least a third of the farms to save the earth. Farms are bad. We've got to cut food production. At the same time, the UN says there's record starvation and mass death. Give us more money. Obviously, the big elephant in the room is the indictment of Trump, and this is the big one. I told you repeatedly last week, the exclusive, it was even one of the Daily Show headlines, thought it was important enough. I said, Trump to be indicted next Tuesday to turn himself in on Thursday. And that was directly from one of our people in the courthouse that heard them making their preparations for it. And the reason this is so important is it outlaws questioning elections, something the State Department's done since the end of World War II, officially going around and raiding countries' elections. And the number one thing they say that shows you have a free country in your elections is that you can question elections. Go to the State Department's whole section on integrity of elections worldwide, ensuring elections are good. And they go all over the country, from Venezuela to South Africa to Iraq, to make sure that election's fair. Boy, you know there's a big history of election fraud all over the world in history. But America's there to make sure it's good. And the number one thing, ladies and gentlemen, is making sure that you have a right to question it. Boy, it's a tall order to read Obama's indictment of the true president and the wildly popular candidate. This, of course, is the greatest example of open election meddling seen in world history. It's the most naked, most brazen, most out in the open. But bigger than that, it's outlawing the questioning of elections, something Democrats have famously done when it's obvious that they lost, but it's their right. No one ever said arrest them for it, at least I didn't. And we've got all the clips of Al Gore saying the same things Trump said, and we've got clips of Michael Moore saying it, and Maxine Waters, and basically all of them. But when Trump did what Obama did, getting alternate electors, just in case somebody challenged him, well, guess what? He didn't get any trouble for setting them up in Hawaii and several other states. But, oh, Jack Smith says in his indictment, oh, you've got free speech to question elections. And then he goes right into it saying, but you don't have the right. And they've got juries in D.C. It's fabulously corrupt. That, again, it's almost impossible to not be convicted by them. It's a cult. They all work for the system. They select them. They bring them in. It's a kangaroo court. Trump indicted on charges related to effort to overturn 2020 election. Look at this CNN front page. Why Trump's new indictment will reverberate for years. The ex-president's reacted by resorting to the same inflammatory language and anti-democratic rhetoric detailed in the indictment. What are they saying right there? He says this is tyranny. He says this is election meddling to take out a popular political candidate, which it is on its face. No one could deny that, that has above a 70 IQ. Hell, I bet somebody with a 70 IQ understands that. So they're all over the news. I've got stacks saying, yep, you question the election, we're going to arrest your ass. And they're all over Twitter, Instagram saying, arrest everybody. The members of Congress, Ted Cruz was going to have a 10-day investigation. It's in the Constitution. It's in the law. And they tried to censure him and have him thrown out of the Senate. Election meddling. If Beto O'Rourke can't beat him at the ballot box, well, we'll just remove him too. All because a few hundred people attacked the police, most of them feds and D.C. police attacking Capitol Police, and then the people behind didn't know. They opened the doors up and just walked in the velvet ropes. But the FBI and others that broke in, they're not in trouble, the ones that orchestrated it, and told Congress they did. No. Yeah, Ray Epps said, I orchestrated it. Because he has text messages bragging. But that's okay when you orchestrate it. You try to stop it like I did or Trump did, well, then you're bad. But look at that. Why Trump's new indictment will reverberate for years, the ex-president reacted by resorting to the same inflammatory language and anti-democratic rhetoric detailed in the indictment. By the way, all we got to do to find that, my prediction, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, if you go to the full show, it's archived at man.video, the on-show section, once somebody singled out to do it, please. And just go to the front of each full show, and I just say it right at the start. So it was the first few days of the week. I really want that. Okay, right, where are you? Okay, thank you. Crew's great, but I just got to have these things. I should have told them before the show. So, again, the ex-president reacted by resorting, man, that speech is a bad thing, to the same inflammatory language and anti-democratic rhetoric detailed in the indictment. He's doing what got him indicted again. There's no election fraud. There's no indicting a president over and over and over and over again because he's 40, 50 points ahead, 60, 70 points ahead of the Republicans, 20 points, 30 points ahead of Biden. I mean, you know, indicting someone because they're incredibly popular while the globalists cut the country, I mean, that's not election meddling. I mean, maybe he'll get indicted for that, too. It's a lie. Jack Smith's not election meddling. And bears don't crap in the woods. And birdies don't flap around in the sky. Man. Woo! We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Point out that I keep giving you precise predictions that come true day after day, week after week, year after year, decade after decade. I don't do it to sit here and toot my horn. I remind you, and new listeners, so you know, I'm not playing games, and no one knows as much as I do when it comes to battling the New World Order. Nobody. And I don't say that to act tough. I don't say that to brag. It's a fact. Nobody's got the record we've got. And it's because I'm immersed in this. This is what I do. I couldn't even sleep last night. So when I tell you this stuff, I'm not trying to scare you just to have fun. I'm trying to get people motivated to realize we are in deep crap. I just got deep chills. Not the kind that are up your back, the kind that goes straight up through you. And that's because my physiological body understands that we are not in Kansas anymore. And I say that because I know as listeners, you are informed and you care as well. And you've got your head in the game. And I bet there's a lot of you out there that know more than I do. But you just don't have a talk show. In fact, let me rephrase what I said. I don't know the most about the New World Order of anybody in the world. I know the most of anybody on air. That's a big distinction. And that's why I need all of you to go speak at city council, county commission, start your own local shows, start your own internet shows. I don't care if there's 10 listeners. That's how it starts. It'll build to 1,000, 10,000. They can't stop us all. There are brown people. There are red people. There are yellow people. There are pink people. I guess there are a few whites that are actually white people. But most white people are pink people. All of us have the same soul and mind God gave us to varying degrees with different gifts. But you know what's going on, and with the censorship and control coming in, if the enemy wins the next round of this, you're going to have to do this person to person in the very near future. That's how dark the days are. And I just want to impress upon new listeners that this is not a game. That's why they found the clip. They're dragging it in right now. It was the 28th, whatever day that was last week, 7/28/23, the full show. Here it is. Today I wore a white shirt, kind of a rarity, or a cream shirt, only shirt I had left that was clean. And I laid it out in the first 15 minutes. Exclusive. Trump indicted for January 6th, told you it had been done. Federal courthouse in D.C. preparing his arrest for next week. I said specifically, they believe that he'd be indicted Tuesday, turn himself in Thursday, but they said it might move to indictment on Wednesday, turn in Friday. But this came directly from the inside. So when I tell you that Biden throws fits and defecates himself before he started going on TV saying, my butt's been wiped, I'm not making fun of him. That's scary that the president's a puppet like that. And he's falling off bicycles and falling upstairs and grabbing on kids everywhere. This is humiliating. I tell you that because the Secret Service is so freaked out. We now know attacked dozens of times by his dog commander. Biden's like stumbling around at the beach at night. Looks like something out of The Thing. And when I tell you all this is because I'm going to tell you what's going to come next. I know what they're going to do next. And the fact that I know, and a lot of you know what I know. Well, we better make sure everybody else knows it. You see this stack of articles right here? This is Exhibit 1 for Trump and the video clips we've got. But I'm telling you, folks, he can't get real lawyers because any real lawyer that defends him, they'll indict them too, which is what they're doing. They're indicting a bunch of his lawyers next that met with him and wargamed the election. And all they were doing was copying the strategy of John Podesta, in the New York Times right before the election saying, we're going to get alternate electors, we're going to say there's election fraud, and we're going to have our own inauguration even if the Supreme Court says he wins. That's way, I mean, that's like 50 times stronger than what Trump did. I mean, it's right here in the New York Times saying, interviewing Podesta, and Podesta gave him the document. I've got the document where the Democratic Party was officially going to no matter what. And I have Pelosi saying, no matter what, we won't concede on MSNBC and on Meet the Press. I mean, I've got all these clips here in the stack today. I could do the whole rest of the show. Maybe we should. We got Roseanne Barr coming up, Roger Stone, and more. But I could do the whole show and not even have time to talk, just playing you clips. I've got a 25-minute compilation, 24 straight minutes of Democrats denying election results, going back over the last two decades, way stronger than Trump. And Hillary saying that they would not accept it. On and on and on. And I'm talking about the 2020 election. So here's the headline where they war game it all. How the media could get the election story wrong. Okay? Here's another one. Here's the actual document. Preventing and a disrupted presidential election and transition. But in the document, it says we'll have an alternate inauguration in Colorado or another state. I mean, how if Trump won, they'd call it a red mirage and then use the mail-in ballots to get him over the top, which they did. I mean, it's a confession. It's a battle plan. And you really could be indicted that after the Supreme Court rules through the battle, like they did for Bush in 2000, that even when the Supreme Court ruled that Biden had lost, they were going to not concede and have an alternate inauguration. Now, that's what they're accusing Trump of. This is illegal. Trump never got his investigations in the courts. They wouldn't even hear it. War games on Trump versus Biden race show risk of chaos. USA Today, all about it. And when's the document from? August 3rd, 2020. Look at the document right here. Go read it for yourself. USA Today about it. Trump could refuse to concede. Then they got their plan. Washington Post, how they'll steal it. So this is a big deal. We're going to go to break, come back. I'm going to play you just a short clip of the first 20 minutes or so of the show last week, where I predicted all this on July 28th, and then I'm going to move in to the indictment. And, man, I mean, I got a lot of other stuff to hit, but it all ties into this, but I'm going to have to get, I mean, over and over again, they say, and he's indicted for saying the election was a fraud, and he's indicted for meeting with people who agreed, and he said illegal aliens voted, and everyone knows no illegal aliens vote. A whole bunch of Democrat states let illegal aliens vote. I mean, type in illegals allowed to vote. Illegals sent voter registration cards. Zuckerberg spent how many millions of dollars? 400 million, some insane number that doesn't even register. It's so big. It was over $400 million to get the names of all the dead people and folks that had moved out of districts. You know, you move from California to Texas. Oh, you didn't know you were going to be voting forever, though, in California. Or you move out of Illinois to Arkansas. You didn't know you'd still be voting Democrat or whatever you voted for back in the other state. I mean, it's just, it's wild, folks. It's wild. Didn't know your grandma died 20 years ago. She's still voting? Didn't know that? Why, we're going to arrest you if you say that. I mean, look at the CNN headline. They say, Trump's doing that illegal thing again. He says they're election meddling. Why, that's not true. You're not allowed to say that because we said so. We're Jack Smith.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So let's dig into this indictment and what this really means to the Republic, along with the credit rating in the United States being lowered. And the announcements to begin shutting down U.S. farms. It's already begun in Europe and in Ireland and in Asia. You've seen the riots in Asian countries that started this a decade ago. It's all designed to implode society. I mean, this is true warfare. You see, in a high-tech, just-on-time delivery system, multi-crop economy, you can do incredible things. But when the technocrats are in control with policy and AI, they can selectively shut off any part of the economy they want and kill people en masse and cause incredible levels of instability and crime. An angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks about to bring in the new world order. But there's going to be populists that stand against it. The Bolsonaros banned from running for office. Because why? Lula was advised by the State Department to say at their Supreme Court, he questioned the election. You can't do that. That's election meddling. No, it's not. What's the number one rule the State Department uses until now to decide if an election's free and fair? That you're allowed to investigate and question. But the big takeaway is this. They know they've lost the hearts and minds. They know the people are turning against them. They're cutting off the resources to make you so poor you can't even be politically active so they can dictate the terms of your surrender. And they tried the Justice Department, they admit this, in a 20-page article about myself and Trump and Roger Stone a month ago. They tried to indict myself and Roger and others, and they tried to connect us to the grassroots and up to Trump, saying that Trump commanded us to have an insurrection, but there was no evidence. They subpoenaed our phone records, the telephone companies, everything. And, of course, it wasn't there, because I know it wasn't there, because we wouldn't walk into their trap. That's ridiculous to attack the Capitol as if that would make us win the election. That's preposterous. We were there to protest it and have Congress investigate, which is our right. So this is an annihilation of the First Amendment. It's total election meddling. They're going after the sitting leader of the Republican Party, who's, again, up to 70 points ahead in polls against all other candidates, 20, 30 points ahead of Biden. The public's really waking up, and so they come in and say, you can't run. We're indicting you. And he says, that's election meddling. And we have Biden saying, I'm not going to let Trump win. I'm not going to let Trump run. We'll use the Constitution, meaning the law, law enforcement. That's a spin to do it. We'll play that clip in a moment. It's clip two. First one we'll play. But see, they're saying, if they can get the head, which is Trump, they're then going to go down and say, well, just by questioning the election, that's illegal. We just indicted and then convicted Trump. That's their plan. And then set that precedent for everyone down the chain. And I was told this 2 years ago by high-level CIA sources that just said it is a full governmental order to outlaw basically the Trump Republican movement, and a lot of people are resigning their positions and are just totally freaked out and leaving the country because the plan is to set up a dictatorship. And I told you that 2 years ago. And these are people that have overthrown countries that were telling us this, okay? These are the Fletcher Prouty types that are still in government today. So you're getting it direct. Just like I got it direct last week, and I told you, here's a clip of it. It's Friday, July 28, 2023, and we have exclusive information for you from multiple sources inside the Pretty Man, it's what's called, main federal courthouse in D.C., Jack Smith has indicted Trump with a puppet grand jury. You cannot get anything close to a fair trial in D.C. That's well known. For January 6th, for an array of charges. And they have prepared the courthouse for his arrests as early as Monday. But the grand jury is in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but they could come in any time and be there for the open certification of this. Of course, there was more charges filed today by the attack dog Jack Smith in the classified documents witch hunt hoax, including against a maintenance man for lying to federal agents, saying he didn't particularly see boxes in one spot. Boy, that's what you get when you talk to the friendly FBI agents that are from a special division of the Bureau, the same ones that ran the Whitmer kidnapping hoax and January 6th and the Russia hoax. Wouldn't get anywhere near those people, and I sure as hell wouldn't talk to them. This is election stealing. This is a live, ongoing, corrupt, multinational, globalist, corporate coup setting up the Justice Department as a permanent dictatorship and oligarchy over America. And then I've got all these newscasts, play one of them yesterday, where they've got government psyop officers on TV saying, we need to start arresting the Trump supporters for their lies, their political views. We need to come after them with Homeland Security. And Mitt Romney agrees. I've talked to multiple sources inside the federal courthouse in D.C., and they say the indictments are already ready on a host of things surrounding January 6th, and they've been told to be ready as early as Monday for that announcement to happen, and then sometime next week for the 45th president to turn himself into this group of criminals and their kangaroo court. And then I went on to specifically say, my info is they'll indict on Tuesday. He'll turn himself in Thursday. That's now their plan to announce. So, this is unprecedented, and they're not going to stop here. This means they're going to steal every ongoing election. They'll leave a few ceremonial Republicans in that have an R before their name but serve the globalists, so it has a little bit of an illusion for now. But they intend to fully just remove that, and the Democrats have said they want to outlaw the Republican Party and just have a one-party state. They'll have one that's communist and one that's communist-like, but they'll all be the same communist. And I also talked about that on last week's show as well. A lot of folks don't like two parties, but three parties or four parties, parliamentary systems are very easy to rig and manipulate. The best system is a two-party system, but when you have a one party, it's the worst. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, go through the indictment and more. We do have some good news. InfoWars is going to stay here as long as we can and stay on air. We've got great product ready to ship. Our best seller, again, sold out for a long time, 5-6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the key amino acids. Put it in water, put it in your refrigerator, drink it in the morning, drink it at night. Tastes delicious. Kids love it. Adults love it. It's amazing, and it really fortifies your immune system and just does such a great job. This, when we have it in stock, is our best seller. It is back in stock, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's your purchase keeps us on air. So I want to encourage you all who love the product and want to stock up on it to get it. And those that haven't tried it to get it, it's available. Vitamin Fusion, advanced multivitamin formulations, the vitamins, the minerals, everything. InfoWarsStore.com and Fruit Punch Flavor, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 30 parts per million, really high quality from a top lab in the nation, private label by us under the name Silver Bullet, colloidal silver. It's back in stock, discounted as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The new big sale is Christmas comes in August. Up to 60% off, double Patriot points, continuing the big sale. But we've got to end the 10% off of durable food and water filters this week. The August sale will continue for a few weeks at least, but some of the stuff will go off the list. So take advantage of it now. I'm your host, Alex Jones. As we battle for the Republic, we can't stop the globalists, but we've got
to
move.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Growing up, my grandfather, my mother's father, told me everything that was going to be coming. My mother told me he was just an old, eccentric man. He wasn't. They don't even know the projects he worked on. He never told anybody. But I know he developed secret weapons for the Pentagon. His son went on to work for the same people. And told me much of what I then learned. And now here we are, not having to warn you about the New World Order and them coming for your children to cut their genitals off and shutting down farms worldwide and starving people to mass graves. We get a front row seat to war with Russia and all of the insanity. And the question is, will people just take this like it's no big deal and normalize it and succumb to the tyranny? Or will you awaken and realize it's not your main focus in life to fight this? It's the focus. This is everything. Not the stupid ball games, not the stupid movies. And look, I like a ball game or a movie as much as the next person, maybe more. But we're going to lose everything very, very quickly if we don't have a revival of awakening to God and the fact that devil exists and that evil exists and that we have a place in this fight. We have to choose the destiny we're going to be part of. Let's start getting into clips because Roseanne Barr is on in about 40 minutes. And then Roger Stone. And a lot of people are tuning in off of the announcements I made yesterday. And before I go off air today, I've got some more information on that front I'll get into as well. I've learned more. Now, about discussions going on about how to close the doors in InfoWars. But it's all part of the season. It's all part of the time we're in. They've got to get through me to get to you, as Trump always says. It's 100% true. So don't feel sorry for me. Be concerned and understand that we're like those dragon's teeth that the Russians have laid out in eastern Ukraine to stop the NATO counteroffensive. They're not trying to blow up the dragon's teeth just because they want to blow up the dragon's teeth, the big concrete barbed wire pylons. They're destroying those to get through them to you. You're the target. Figured it out yet? Criminal jail time if you sell or produce incandescent light bulbs starting yesterday. Thought that never happened. It's the law. Now they're passing the regulations to make it criminal to have or to sell any type of gas-driven system. What do you think that's going to do? You think they were just going to stop cutting the Keystone Pipeline off? You think that was just the beginning or the end? It was the beginning. Headlines everywhere about how farms are the worst thing for the earth. Because if you let them ban carbon dioxide that plants breathe, well, you'd let them ban oxygen, wouldn't you? But let's play some of these clips. Here's Biden in December of last year. Reporter asked Biden what he would do about Trump running, and here's what the disgusting, arrogant pedophile had to say.
G7 conversation was tied to your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them, if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, or that his political movement, which is still very strong, will not once again take power in the United States?
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under the legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
And they told Trump, we will indict you over and over again if you run. And Trump said, I'm going to run. And for that, I admire him despite all of his failings. Let's go to the next clip. Let's go to clip 11. Here's Jack Smith's press conference. And watch the body language. He looks even more freaked out and scared than he looked with the documents indictment in Miami. Because he knows this is election meddling. This is blocking a popular candidate. This is fraud. And he's the guy that's the front man for it. Here it is.
Good evening. Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding. The indictment was issued by a grand jury of citizens here in the District of Columbia, and it sets forth the crimes charged in detail. I encourage everyone to read it in full. The attack on our nation's capital on January 6, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election. The men and women of law enforcement who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are heroes. They are patriots, and they are the very best of us. They did not just defend a building or the people sheltering in it. They put their lives on the line to defend who we are as a country and as a people. They defended the very...
What really happened was the D.C. police, along with the feds and Antifa, dressed up like Trump supporters and attacked the Capitol. The outnumbered Capitol Police, just half have been sent away for crowd control. The request of the D.C. police fought back. They were victims in the setup, just like the Trump supporters. And then once the feds broke through, some useful idiots followed in. Then others who were hundreds of yards back didn't know what was happening and saw folks being waved in by the police. They're totally innocent. And that's all come out. That's what happened. And that's what this guy's up to. But let's look at the repercussions of this. Here's what happened today to the U.S. credit rating.
We want to bring you this breaking news. Fitch has downgraded the U.S. credit rating to a AA from a AAA. They note the difference in governance between AA-rated countries versus AAA-rated countries. Also, the continuous or the many, many political showdowns surrounding the debt limit. We knew when the debt limit showdown was going on that Fitch was considering this downgrade, even if the debt limit was not breached. And so here we are with a downgrade of the U.S. credit rating to a AA plus from a AAA.
And Sam Bankman-Fried goes free for laundering the money and stealing $30-plus billion from the deep state. So this is the banker saying, if you question us putting you into total debt servitude and giving ourselves trillions of dollars every quarter, we will downgrade you, which is what they plan to do anyways, like we're a third world country. This is economic warfare against the people. Now, here's a clip of Michael Moore on national television calling for alternate electors to be seated against Trump in the last presidential election.
There are people who are pushing very hard who think that because of some of the constitutional perils of the Emoluments Clause, because of the popular vote margin, because of a fundamental, they think, threat to liberal democracy, that that electors should be persuaded and pressured on Monday to part with what their pledge is and vote against Donald Trump.
Yes, they absolutely should do that. Absolutely. I believe right now that there are electors. They only need 38 of them who have a conscience or who are worried about a man who won't attend the daily security briefings, who we now know Russia was trying to help get elected. I mean, can you imagine that this is, if you or I had been running for office and they show that the Iranians were somehow involved in helping you or me get elected, what would happen to you or me, Chris? I'm just curious. What would happen?
I think it would be a totally chill situation.
All right, and just correction, there's another clip of them saying even if Trump won, they would seat them and with him on another show. That's another one where they said that 6 years ago, 7 years ago when Trump won. So, but they'll never let them show that to the jury, though, in D.C. And the jury will convict Trump. So, but you heard it here. I mean, believe me, that's going to be a rigged jury 110%. We'll be right back. Hour number two, please stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.